ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space.
Well, well, well.
Hey, everybody.
You're listening to Rockford College Radio once again. This is Andy and Reggie's Songs About Stuff and Things Radio Hour. And, Andy, why don't you tell everybody what we got coming up today?
Well, Reg, today's episode is sponsored, again, by Sock Monkey Sound.
Oh, we're very fortunate.
Kryptonite Bar.
Oh, great drinks.
And the fine folks at Derby Reynolds. I know Tom Derby's going to be stopping by in studio today to help us out. Today's episode is Doin' Dylan.
Oh,
cover songs. Songs written by the Bob Dylan.
Oh.
Performed and interpreted by artists that we and a few callers have selected.
Well, we all know Bob's the best.
Starting off today's episode, Reg, we've got Ramblin' Jack Elliott, he who mentored the Robert Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan,
in
the
early 60s. Bob ripped off a lot of people in the early 60s.
Bob hit the Greenwich Village, New York City area.
From Minnesota.
Where he then went on to pretty much change the music landscape.
Oh, he changed a lot.
And rock and roll, for the most part.
Well, you know, Andy, I agree. His words were very prophetic and put to melodies. He changed many genres of music, interpreted by many artists. So many artists we had to leave out today, and we'll get to them later. Starting off, Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues by Ramblin' Jack.
When you're lost in the rain in Juarez, and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity won't pull you through, don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there, and man, they'll really make a mess out of you. St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, my fingers are all in a knot. I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, my doctor, won't even say what it is I've got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. So kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. Pick up on one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Stand around and boast how they play. blackmailed the sergeant at arms into leaving his post. Picking up Angel, we just arrived here from the coast. Who looked so fine at first, but left looking just like a ghost. I started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the heart of stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind me when the game got rough. But the joke was on me. There was nobody even there to call my bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough.
Blankets from the floor. The carpet too. You're stepping stones behind. Something calls for you. Forget the dead you've left. They will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door. You're standing. All over the night, baby blue. It's all over the night. And it's all over now, baby blue.
Skin, pure box hat. Yes, I see it got your brand new leopard skin, pure box hat. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that. Under your brand new leopard skin, pure box hat. Looks so pretty in it. Honey, can I jump on it sometime? I just wanna see if it's really the expensive kind. You know it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, if you wanna see the sunrise, honey, I know where. We'll go out and see it sometime. Just sit there and stare. Me with my bed wrapped around my head, and you just sitting there in your brand new leather skin pillbox hat. Living a dream, my friend Eric Gales.
Raphael Sadiq, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat.
Saucy.
One of my favorite Dylan songs. That's on 1967's Blonde on Blonde.
Some double punk record.
Blues. Like many of Dylan's songs, it was apparently inspired by the affection for a woman by the name of Edie Sedgwick. She who was known to hang around Andy Warhol and the factory scene and Lou Reed. And,
ladies love Bobby.
Yeah, that pop art movement there in the late 60s. And in between there was Brian Ferry, he of Roxy Music, which also included Brian Eno, the acclaimed producer.
Crazy, doing
so crazy. It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
It was very sexy.
Ferry has been known to do some great pop interpretations of select songs from Dylan's catalog.
Don't Think Twice, so great, career. Great version.
Seek All of Them Out, they're great. That goes out to Vince Shirelli here at Rockford College Radio. He runs all this.
Oh, and, thank you, Vince.
He hasn't shut us down yet. Where are we going from here?
Because he's nice. Well, you see, Vince is very nice, and he's let us select many Bob Dylan songs to focus on today.
There's so many and not enough time.
Of course, we couldn't do this alone, Andy. We have a little bit of help. Well, we have a guest host today, Mr. Tom Derby. Well, he pays for our production.
Yeah, very generous. Very
his
generous.
Company, Derby Reynolds.
Very generous man.
Very popular company on the internet that likes to create a little bit of havoc. They are Bob's going to create people havoc in his youth. Tom, why don't you, why don't you tell us why you're here today?
And please, Tom, it's your
what,
turn.
What is your purpose in life?
I would love to. Andy and Richie, the songs about stuff and plays, radio. I love you boys. I will put all my money into this episode. You see, St. Bob and I, we have a lot in common. We want to stop garbage. A lot of garbage going on in America. Like Bob in his youth, I'm here to stop the garbage. I'm going to tell you more about it after this song.
Gypsy girl, the hands of Harlem, I cannot hold you till it's heat. Your temperature is too hot for tame. Your flaming feet are burning up the street. I am homeless, come and take me to the reach of your rattling drum. Oh, let me know, babe, you're all about my fortune, down along my restless palm. Gypsy girl, got me swallowed. I have fallen far beneath your pearly eyes, so fast and slashing, and your flashing diamond teeth. The night is pitch black. Come and make my pale face fit into the place. Oh please, oh let me know, babe. Oh, I'm nearly drowning. Well, if it's you, my lifeline's chase. I've been wondering all about me ever since I seen you there on the cliffs of your wildcat charms. I'm riding. I know I'm round you, but I don't know where. You have slain me, you have made me. I got to laugh halfway off my heels. I got to know, babe, well, would you surround me so I can know if I'm really real?
Held him in my arms, and he said he'd always stay. But I was cruel, I treated him like a fool, and I threw it all away. once had mountains in the palm of my hand, rivers that ran through every day. But I must have been mad, never knew what I had till I threw it all. Love's all it is, it makes the world go round. Love and only love, it can't be denied. No matter what you think about it, you won't be able to do without it. Take a tip from one who's tried. So if you find someone who gives you all, take it to your heart, don't let it stray. One thing is certain, you'll surely be a hurt if you throw it all away. If you throw it all away. Love's all there is, it makes the world go round. Love and only love can't be denied. And no matter what you think about it, you won't be able to do without it. Take a tip from one who's tried. So if you find someone give you all of his love, take it to your heart, don't let it stray. Certain you'll surely be hurt if you throw it all away. If you threw it all away.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's Madeline Peru doing I Threw It All Away.
She's so
from her Standing on the Rooftop record released in 2011. I Threw It All Away originally appeared on Dylan's Nashville Skyline record, one of my personal favorite Dylan records.
Country.
Where that record happened after his famed motorcycle accident.
Oh, he tried to croon.
He broke his typical vocal range and decided to try and sing, and same record, there's a
crooner,
a duet with Johnny Cash, a girl from the North Country. We also want to send a shout out to Trapper Shep and the Shades.
Oh, they're so good.
From Wisconsin. They do a fantastic cover of Girl from the North Country.
Oh, it's very good.
We did not have time to fit into this episode.
No, too many
Dylan songs. Apologize, guys. It's a great version.
Too many covers.
We'll also let you know that we could not fit into this same episode a version of I Threw It All Away by Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, which
and Elvis Costello, Andy. Elvis had a great song.
We've done a lot of local Jeff Tweedy on the show, and we thought we'd pass them over for maybe something you haven't heard yet.
Yeah, good decision.
At the beginning of all that, Reg, and I'm sorry I'm getting a little long-winded here, but it's pretty important.
Oh, you do.
It's Chris Whitley doing the Spanish Harlem Incident, and the late Chris Whitley. Died a few years ago.
Oh, it's so sad.
And there's a documentary coming out, hopefully this year, called Dust Radio.
Yes, and, I can't wait.
I would highly suggest people look into it.
Yes.
I have a personal touch on that film.
Yes, you do, Andy.
But seek out Whitley's catalog. Like Dylan, he was very hard to pin down. Punk, blues.
Punk spirit. That's what
rock,
you mean.
Folk.
Oh.
Jazz. Country.
Well, Tom Derby likes
pretty
his
much
country.
Inspired by everything. And a talent that was pretty hard to lose so early in life.
Yes. Tom, why don't you tell everybody, you know, you left us hanging there before that beautiful Spanish Harlem Incident version by Chris Whitley. Tell us what your connection is in spirit to Bob Dylan.
Reggie, I'd love to. I love my country, like you said. I love freedom. I love protesting. I love giving competition a little bit of havoc. I want them to wear their metal panties because, you see, we're running a deal right now at DebbieReynolds.com. It's 90% off. 90% off all city government, department, and division marketing budgets that are over 100,000. That's right. 90% off. We're here to clean out the garbage, and that's what Bob Dylan is. That's what he did. He did it for America. He did it for his country. He did it for freedom.
What did I say? I'm gonna hit you over the head.
Substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, 'cause you ain't going anyplace.
Ooh-wee, riding me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride is gonna come.
Supplied with sleep, we'll climb that hill no matter how steep. When we get up to it,
ooh, yeah, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride is gonna come on. Oh, we're gonna fly down into the
very much. Yeah.
God, did you both hear
yeah.
that?
I know, Tom.
Oh, it's so good. It was so good.
Oh, my God, that was Rob on Hitchcock.
He's really good.
Fantastic. Stone, and that goes out to Dominic Squicciarini.
Don't forget Stephen Malcolmis from the Crust Brothers and Pavement before all that.
Beautiful.
Don't forget Stephen. Don't forget Steve.
Say that Dominic Rockford Dome that he wrote us like a Rolling Stone, and we couldn't play what he wanted.
Oh, it's so sad. That Newport version. Well,
yeah, there's a reason why, Tom. Dominic Squicciarini from Rockford, Illinois wrote us, and he requested the Newport 1965 electric version of Like a Rolling Stone.
Oh, it's so hard to find.
It sounds so Italian.
Performance that changed his career and his fans at the time.
It changed my voice.
Reasons why this episode is... it's about other artists doing Dylan songs.
Yeah,
secondly, we couldn't track down a quality version of that performance.
Well, we found it on YouTube.
It's on the recent DVD, the major release put out a couple years ago.
Oh,
it's on the
so
DVD
good.
Version.
Oh, so good.
We didn't want to extract it for legal reasons. But that version by Robin Hitchcock,
a lawyer, Squamp,
who put out an entire record of Dylan covers. Great stuff in the tradition of lo-fi and rock and roll and punk.
Don't forget
Dylan
Stephen Malcolmis, Andy.
Reggie, be all quiet, that down Reggie.
There. We're going to recite here a letter that Dom wrote us that we wanted to include in this episode.
Oh, boy.
Dylan's life, his music has had, obviously, an impact on many people. Songwriters, musicians, to everyone. And Dom wrote us, and he says here, Dylan covers
Thank you,
like a Rolling Stone and changes mine in his life.
Oh, everybody.
Being an immigrant child of Latin descent, Bob Dylan wasn't in my parents' vocabulary, even though it should have been. Considering his lyrical style and Berja de Gio. But my father did run a high-end auto body repair center in Manhattan throughout the 80s.
I love cars.
And it was then and there that fate brought me to Zimmerman.
Fate
I would spend a lot of time
Rockford.
Daydreaming about cruising Park Avenue or taking weekend jaunts to the Hamptons in cars that cost more than most people's homes. Although I was too young to drive these cars myself, I developed a habit of sneaking into the storage garage to just sit in these pristine vehicles. Moreover, if the keys were present, I would defiantly start the car and listen to the music that the New York City socialites had left in their library.
Oh, rich people had
My musical
everything.
Epiphany occurred while sitting in a sublime 1972 Silver Shadow.
That is a nice
gold
car,
over brown
Andy.
Two-tone with the most plush leather seats and rich burl wood dashboard we've ever seen. I turned the knob on the high-end Pioneer tape deck and was immediately accosted by the noise of a booing crowd and someone tuning a guitar.
Why would they boo a tuner?
Then, as if singing to the absent owner, Dylan opens with, "Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bums a dime in your prime.
Oh, come on.
Didn't you?
You?
Oh, man.
Oh, I did.
There's goosebumps as
I
write this.
Yeah, I get goosebumps every time I hear that line.
For the first time in my life, music put a big lump in my throat and my eyes swelled.
You know
I sat and listened as Dylan taunts the angry crowd with his song.
Oh, he taunted everybody.
And continued to listen, even after Dylan flees the stage and Peter Yarrow comes to the microphone to try and calm things down.
With
Joan Baez, coax Dylan back to the stage with an acoustic guitar as if to stave off a riot.
So
and still I listen. The set that followed was life-altering. An angry and agitated crowd.
Good year.
Silenced by Dylan as he pours out a quote-unquote true Dylan version of Tambourine Man.
Oh, man.
But I could tell on my first listen that the one now agitated was Dylan. I was agitated, too. And in spite of my desire to respect my father's business, I deliberately pushed eject button in and out came a Maxill gold cassette with elegant handwriting that read, quote-unquote, 1965 Newport Folk Festival on one side and, quote-unquote, blood on the tracks, the outtakes on the other. I studied it in my stone-washed jeans pocket and kept it hidden from my father. on the hour-long commute home that night.
Oh, come on, you stole it.
When I got home, I immediately ran to my room and played the tape.
Oh, so you stole it. Dom, you stole it?
I listened to my treasure daily.
Naughty.
I even learned the chords on my mother's classical guitar and kept the cassette in a personal case for nearly 15 years.
Oh, you protected your stolen possession.
That Maxo gold tape kept even after all those years.
Oh, yeah.
Until one day, it was stolen from me during a breakup. In a simple twist of fate.
Oh, it goes around.
But this is not about heartache. Andy and Reggie already covered that.
Oh, yes, we did.
It's about Dylan covering Dylan. Yeah. You see, that recording had a profound effect on me because I intuitively knew that something big had come over Dylan during that performance in 65.
Things came over the crowd.
Why else would all those people be shouting and booing? Why else would he run off the stage?
I'll tell you why.
Dylan was ashamed, and the crowd knew it. It wasn't just about going electric at a folk festival. It was about Dylan rejecting himself.
That's right.
Mind you, this is the same week he releases Like a Rolling Stone.
Oh man, that just seems so coincidental.
After all these years,
no coincidence,
and many perspectives on the event, I think Dylan plugged in. Not because it was supposed to be some epic artistic statement.
He
plugged in because he wanted to cover, quote-unquote, folk singer Dylan in a profane way. He wants to play Judas Iscariot to Dylan Christ. Ironically enough, the song so fervently booed at Newport, Like a Rolling Stone, was named by none other than Rolling Stone magazine as the greatest rock song of all time. Many years have passed since that fateful afternoon in my dad's garage. In fact, I sometimes now wonder if that silver shadow belonged to someone close to Dylan or even Bobby himself.
Maybe Mr. Zimmerman.
In any case, I don't regret stealing the song, and it remains the best Dylan cover I've ever heard.
Bad news, come to me where I sleep. Turn, turn, turn again. Say one of your friends is in trouble deep. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Tell me the trouble. Tell me once to my ear. Turn, turn, turn again. Joliet prison and 99 years. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind.
Oh, what's the charge of how this came to be?
Turn, turn. Turn again.
Manslaughter in the highest degree.
Turn, turn to the rain and the wind.
I sat down and wrote the best words I could write.
Turn, turn, turn again.
Explaining
Yeah. buckets of rain, buckets of tears. Got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my head. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand.
Still, I wish there something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. And we never did too much talking. Anyway, but don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, gal. So I'll just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all.
Devastating. Oh, well,
so sad. Oh,
you just heard that was Donkey Boy USA out of Reston, Illinois. That is singer-songwriter Dave DeCastris.
That's
very songwriter moniker.
So
Farming Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Oh,
that was recorded in one take by another Rockfordian who since fled to Portland, Oregon.
Good for him, man.
Stoss at the old Fuse Studios.
Good for him.
Get
out of the village.
And
Naughty Town.
That should be on an upcoming box set.
Garbage
selections,
man.
About 33 songs weeded out from 400 originals. That
wow.
Has to be one of two covers that will be on the box set.
Man, I wonder what happened.
Starting
to
off
the
that
songs.
Marathon after Dominic's beautiful memoir
so
he sent
poetic.
Us via email.
Oh, it's very nice.
He's was a Fairport poetic. Convention doing Dylan's Percy song composition.
Yeah,
that
old.
Is from
like
Fairport
Sandy.
Convention's Unhalf Bricking record. Yes.
I like to sing along
and,
to that.
Fairport
round.
Convention
me,
features
me too,
Sandy Denny
Richie.
And Richard Thompson.
Oh, Richard's a great
player,
Sandy.
And
I do it for freedom.
In between there, PJ Harvey. Oh. That goes out to Russell Gillespie, who requested PJ Harvey's interpretation of Highway 61 Revisited.
She
that's from her early
guitar.
90s record,
she's naughty.
Rid
she
of
likes
Me.
To play that guitar for
which,
Ruffle.
If memory serves me right, John Parrish?
You could be wrong.
Andy,
wrong. You might be wrong.
And
we're not going to
argue. Also heard Nico Case
I love her.
Doing Buckets of Rain,
she could sing
which
me in a phone book.
Originally appeared on Dylan's Blood on the Track.
She's
one of my favorite records.
That's one of my favorite.
With the end there, again, Donkey Boy USA. We're coming to the end of our show here.
Oh,
Reg,
no,
we've
not
gone a little bit over.
Andy,
it's hard to believe that.
No, let's break all the rules.
Let's buy this quickly. We could probably pick another 50 Dylan cover songs.
51, maybe 52.
To entertain everyone.
I know. We've left so many out, Andy.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to
weigh too many,
contact us, you know, 815-570-9866. And visit us at songsaboutstuffandthings.com.
Please do. We'd like to
end this by thanking, as always, Rafa College Radio.
Thanks, guys.
SockMonkeySound.com.
As always.
Kryptonite Bar as well.
Hi, Chris.
Derby Reynolds. It's always a pleasure to have Derby Reynolds here.
Thank you,
Tom. I can't remember who else
Tom
is sponsoring the show. Everybody seems to be lining up to,
what about me?
To be some
Tom?
Sort of producer. Everybody
wants
some. It's just crazy because they're just there's not enough money to pay for all this talent.
No, we pay
not
for
enough money to pay for all the legal rights that might we might end.
you know, something might happen. We might get shut down because
it's a possibility, Reg.
Granted, this is an educational show.
Oh, now we're teaching strangers
over our limit. But you know, everything is changing, and we want to end this episode with Richie Havens, another folk revival artist who had a huge impact on Bob Dylan. This is his take, Just Like a Woman, and this is going to end our episode today. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Say goodbye. You come see my company at derbyrentals.com. We'll give you 90% off the garbage. This goes out to my favorite IT guy, Sean Lippe. I love you. Jennifer Kowalski, I love you.
Nobody feels any pain. Tonight as I stand inside the rain, everybody knows the baby's got no clothes. Lately I see her ribbons and her bows, and the problem from her curls. Ah, she takes just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, she's my friend. I believe I'll go see her again. Ain't nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finds out that she's like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls. Ah, she takes just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman. Then she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. Oh, it was raining from the first, and I was dying there at first, so I came here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here, ain't it clear? Oh, I just can't miss. I believe it's time for us to quit. And when we meet again and introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Ah, you fake just like a woman. Yes, you do, and you make love just like a woman. And you ache just like a woman, but you break just like a little girl. You break just like a little girl. You break just like